Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Yes, sir. Welcome back to the Heartwood Culture Podcast on the Believe Network. Know me, know the voice of the guys. Me, really, Rob Villain, Rob Terrell from Junior here at your service. And two and two day. Not bad, you know. It could have been a 3-1 day. The Indiana Fever, man. We had Fever plus 7.5. Game comes in, Fever lose by 9, but like there was different points in the game where you were watching that game in the beginning and some point in the beginning of middle of the second half where you were like, man, this Fever seems really bad. Like they're just not gonna, you know, they're not gonna be able to pull this out. But they're a resilient bunch, man. And that was the handicap. They are a resilient bunch. And fourth quarter comes around, they go on a run. Aaliyah Boston starts hooping in the fourth quarter. And we get, what was it? It was down to three. It was down to three at one point. And I'm like, oh, okay, all right. Like, and then they let the Sun go on a run, which is expected, still a young Fever team. And it's like right there. And they had, I think DeWanna Bonner came down the lane, missed a layup. They got the ball back, or they forced it, or they forced the turnover, something like that. They got the ball back and turned it right back over to DeWanna Bonner right under the basket, and she was able to get an easy layup. And it's just like, man. And then they run down the court, they get an easy layup, and game's over. It ends up at 9. But if you know, you don't get those 2 points from that turnover, this finishes at 7, and we're good. So it is what it is. Talk about the other plays of the night that we had. We had Heat and, oh, wait, no. No, it wasn't a 2-2 day. No, yes, it was. It was a 2, it was a, wait, what was it? 2-1-1, because I got 216 on, I think I got 216 on that under. No, so it was 1-2-1. There we go. 1-2-1. No, wait, hold on. All right, let me just, I can't do math. Math in public. All right, so we pushed the under for the game. Shout out to the Miami Heat, man. Shout out to the Miami Heat. We cashed the Heat plus 2.5. So it was a winning day. I knew that something looked different in the account. So we did win because the book that I use paid out the Heat plus 2.5 already on the series because the Heat won 2 games. Therefore, they already won 2.5, so we're good there. So we pushed the under, comes in at 216. I think we got it at 216. I got it at 216. I don't know what I handicapped on the show, but I ended up getting it at 216. So hopefully we did that right. I might have to go back and check the tapes and make sure that that's actually accurate. But then we come and we get the Mystics first half, plus 120. Very, very, I mean, it was a spot, everything, I handicapped that Mystics Liberty game perfect, side total, spread, everything. Mystics were just, had the continuity of the bunch, great defense, and the Liberty were missing open shots. Liberty weren't, like, it was a lot of alphas, and they just got to figure it out. They're going to take some time, but they got to figure it out. So, very much so, you know, very good win there. Got plus money on that. We lose the Fever and we lose the Lynx. Lynx just didn't show up. I actually was completely shocked that of the, you know, how good the Sky looked through the majority of that game, even if it is against the Lynx. And I took the under on the Lynx win total, but I figured they could beat the Sky. Yeah, no. Ariel Powers came off the bench, played 5 minutes off the bench. I didn't really get to see that game, so I got to kind of look into it to see what was up with that. But turns out to be a 1-2-1 day. Okay, we do get the Heat plus 2.5, so that makes me feel a little bit better, but it could be better. Before we get to the rest of the games that are actually being played today, I got to talk to you about betonline.ag, because BetOnline is what I use, what you should use for, you know, all of your bets throughout these playoffs. And I just think that they are the number one source for all your basketball info, stats, scores. You can get basketball, MLB, NHL, UFC, boxing, fastest and easiest way to get your betting info, and live betting options as well. Plus, you can get casino and card games right at your crib. Head to the website or use the mobile device to get in on the action. Be sure to use promo code BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V, to get your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts. Okay. We got a couple of things here for you. I'm going to go ahead and knock out WNBA because these are early games and they're literally going to tip off in like 2 hours. By the way, just quick rant really, really quickly. The books absolutely are unserious because there's no way that it took so long for these lines to come out. This game is about to be played soon and lines didn't come out until like late last night, like 1 a.m. last night. That's ridiculous. But here are the plays that I have. Already seen some movement on it. Not surprised. I'm going to go ahead and jump in. I'm taking the Atlanta Dream plus 105 on the money line. I think that they are the better team. They're on the road playing the Dallas Wings. Line opened up at -3 Dallas Wings. Now down to -1.5. And I think that's the sharp money in the right side. And people realizing that this Dream team is a lot better than people are giving them credit for. And this Dallas team is very inconsistent. They are a very, very much inconsistent bunch. I don't think that they're going to be I don't expect them to be very, very good this year, to be honest. I think that they're a 500 ball club, maybe right outside of the playoffs. And this Atlanta team's been reloading. You got Ryan Howard out of the draft last year, rookie of the year. She was amazing. Now you trade with this same Dallas team and bring in Alicia Gray, who's going to be another incredible scorer for you. And I think that now what makes this Dream team so fun is that they have multiple really, really good options to go with the basketball, where you can't just sit there and play Ryan Howard the entire game. Like, it's not going to work. You're going to, you know, you're going to be really, really sick. So Monique Billings is questionable for the Dream in this game. Diamond DeShields is out. Lou Lopez is out as well for the Wings, those two for the Wings. So I think that there's a little bit of a better roster here. Now, I do think that the Wings have size and they use their size to their advantage. That will put them in different, pretty good spots in this game. We'll see what they do with Maddie Segres coming off the bench and, you know, see what her impact is as a rookie. We'll see what Haley Jones is able to do as a rookie, especially after watching Zaya Cook last night just absolutely control the game off the bench. I think she ended up only missing one shot. She had 14 at halftime. She was 5 for 5, 14 points. So these rookies might have something to say, but I'm rolling with Alicia Gray, Ryan Howard, and the Atlanta Dream here. Dream plus 105 on the money line. That is play number one. Play number two in the WNBA comes in the Las Vegas Aces and Seattle Storm game. No injuries reported. Aces are opened up as a -12.5 point favorite. I see them up to -13.5 now. I'm not afraid of laying the big number. This Dream team is going to be historically bad this year. Jewel Loy is going to be trying to do this all by herself. We'll see what anybody else is able to add. We'll see what Mercedes Russell and Easy McBeggar give them on, you know, size and the defensive end. But ultimately, I think this Seattle team is going to be really, really bad. And I don't think Jewel can do it all by herself. So with the difference between the Aces super team and the Liberty super team is the Liberty super team is all pieced together brand new. All you did for this Aces team is you added Candace Parker into the starting lineup and then Alicia Clark coming off the bench. Like, you're adding two pieces. It's similar to the same handicap of the Washington Mystics yesterday where I said, hey, the Mystics are still the same team. They just added a really, really good defensive player in Brittany Seitz into that lineup. Here you are. You have the champions, and you're just adding Candace Parker in that lineup. This team is going to be really, really good, man. This team blew out the Seattle Storm last year at full strength in a regular season. So I think that this is a little bit of the same, and I think they absolutely roll over the Storm today. I don't think it's anywhere close. They win by 20. Give me the Aces minus 13.5.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right. Let's go over to play number three for the slate. And that's back in the NBA. We have the Los Angeles Lakers back home playing the Denver Nuggets. Lakers are down 0-2 in the series. Line is currently sitting at minus 5.5. 222.5 is the total. It's very, very simple for me. Pretty simple for me. I am taking the Lakers. Scott Foster is the ref today. So in our ref report, we have Scott Foster. Lakers are 23-12 since 2018 with Scott Foster as the ref. They are 5-1 since 2018 in the playoffs with Scott Foster as the ref. Scott Foster has been deemed the extender for a reason. He has come in here to ensure that we don't have a 3-0 situation. We don't have anything out of the ordinary here. The Lakers are expected to come in here and win two games at home and send it back to Denver for a best of three. I think they absolutely do that. I think this is when the Lakers defense really comes to the occasion here. On that first road game, you've had two really, really good games by Jamal Murray. And I think now is the time where that Lakers defense says, all right, we're not about to just let this team score whatever they want on us. Like, they've literally been scoring anything they wanted. And I don't think it happens this time around. I really, really don't. I think that this go around, it is all defense for the Lakers. Lakers come in here, roll this game. I'm taking Lakers minus 5.5. That is my third play of the day. And we're going to stop at three because it is the weekend. You know, not really like being a weekend better, to be honest. But I had to drop a show because, you know, the W is back. This is the first weekend of the W, so I had to drop a show. I kind of want to get down on some unders for Denver. I kind of want to – Jamal Murray's had two – y'all know how I feel about Jamal Murray and just his inconsistency. And, I mean, what is Jamal Murray doing on the road in the playoffs? I'm actually curious on what that is. Hold on, guys. I am trying to pull this up. All right, let's see here. Jamal Murray. He's doing pretty all right. 32, 28, and 26 all on the road in that Phoenix series. And then on the road in Minnesota, he had 18 and 19. Okay, came down into Minnesota. Phoenix really couldn't guard anybody. He took a lot of shots, too, in all of these games. Which is, of course, like Jamal Murray. Yeah, no, let's take the chance, yo. Bubble Murray exists for a reason. Like, it's never anything. Again, a lot of people think that I have something against Jamal Murray. I really don't. But I am just pointing out the obvious that people call you Bubble Murray for a reason. What is that reason? It's because the most consistency you had was in the bubble. And outside of the bubble, you didn't have that same level of consistency, which has always been my issue with Jamal Murray. It's never been a talent. It's just been a consistency. I want to see it happen night in, night out, night in, night out, night in, night out. Yeah, sure, why not? Let's go Jamal Murray under 24.5. Last time we played it, we hit it, so let's take it again. Jamal Murray under 24.5. That is play number 4 for today, and that is all that I am doing. Quick recap. We have the Dream on the money line, plus 105. We have the Aces, minus 13.5. We have the Lakers, minus 5.5. We have Jamal Murray under 24.5 points. I mean, you guys know where to find me, at reallyreal underscore underscore. Make sure you follow the pod. Make sure you're subscribed. Make sure you're leaving reviews. Do all of that stuff. This has been the Hardwood Culture Podcast, brought to you by betonline.ag. And I have nothing else to say, nothing else to do, no other way of ending the podcast. Just going to end it like this. We are out of here.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.